So Leute, mit einiger Verspätung jetzt der Englischvortrag, den ich letzte Woche Mittwoch in Englisch gehalten habe. Da meine Aufnahmegeräte in letzter Zeit noch nicht so gingen, kommt er erst jetzt. Ja, mein Englisch ist nicht wirklich das Allerbeste, aber ich hoffe, man versteht ein bisschen was. Fangen wir also an. I would like to present you the short story Dead Man's Path from Chinua Achebe. This presentation is divided into three parts. The first part is a short history about Chinua Achebe. The second section is the summary from the short story, and the fourth section is I will give you some information about the main protagonists. So let me start. Come we to part one. Shibu, very hard name. Chinua Achebe is born in November the 16th in Ogaidi, Nigeria. He is son of Christian missionaries, and at the age of 13, he was selected to attend the government college at Umnahia, which is one of the best schools in West Africa. He educated in English at the University of Ibadan, and then he taught for a short time. After that, he co-founding a publishing company, and after that, he became a professor of English at the University of Nigeria. After a car accident in the year 1990, he is debilitated from the haunch downward. And in 2002, he received the Friedenspreis des Deutschen Buchhandels. In 2007, he received the Man Booker International Prize. Actually, he teach at the Bard College in New York. And the last point from the first section is some of his works. In 1958, he published the book Things Fall Apart. In 1960, he published No Longer at Ease. In 1964, he published the book A Row of Good. And in 2000, he published the book Home and Exile. There are many more works of him, but it's too much. You can show it at Wikipedia. So we come to section two, the summary of the short story. The story is set in the year 1949 in Nigeria. The protagonist Michael Obi becomes the chance to be the headmaster of the Nadum Central School, and it comes he so that he catch the chance, and now the things he think his dreams come true. His dreams is to change this old school system, the old school system, and bring new learn methods. Michael Obi is an energetic young man. He is 25 years old, and he have many wonderful ideas to change the school system. His wife is also infected by his passion for modern methods, and so he dreams the same like Michael Obi. Also the dream the wife dreams to change to make a place of beauty at the school compound. So yes. Yes, and so they go to the school and life read his dreams. But one day, Michael, admiring his work, he see a woman and he decides to follow her. And so it comes that he find an old path from the village across the school compound to the bush. He don't like this old path because it goes across the school compound, and he don't like to see that people use the school compound to go to the bush. He don't will see that was the school compound is a highway for all people. He thinks the school compound is only a place for the children and the teachers. And so he decided to close the path, and this is one of his failure, because the school path is an old path for the people from the village, but here we come later to I give you later some information about that. A second reason for this that he closed the path is that some days later a government education officer come to the school, and he do not like to show him that there is a path across the school compound. So we go on with the story. Some days later, the village priest comes to Michael Obi and explain him the prominence of his old path. He tell him that the path is older than Michael's self and his father, and the ways come and the way is the way who comes the ancestors to visit the people. But the most important reason for the way is that this is the way of children coming born. But Michael say that he do not believe in these things, and so he decided to do not reopen the path. He also said to the Annie, this is a village priest, that he that one of the positions of teaching at the school is to teach the children to do not believe in these things too. Yes, after this decision to do not reopen the way, the village priest go home, and 2 days later a young woman died in childbed. And the village people consult the diviner, and this diviner say that they have to bring heavy sacrifices to the ancestor because they have to calm them. The the village people have yes see the yes so at the next morning Michael wake up and he see that all his dreams are destroyed because the flowers are trampled down and one of the school building was pulled down, and so he stands for the ruins of his works. And yes, so it comes that the white school supervisor came to inspect the school, and the last sentence of his short story is tribal war situation developing between the school and the village, arising in part from the misguided zeal of the new headmaster. Yes. And so we come to part three of my short presentation, and this is some information about the main protagonist. One of the protagonists is Michael Obi. He is 25 years old, but he looks older, and he is a young and energetic man. He has many wonderful ideas to change the old school system, and he has a passion for modern methods. He do not believe in old African tradition, and this is one of his mistakes. The second main protagonist is the Annie. The Annie is the priest, the village priest, and he is an old man. He walked with a slight stoop, and he believes in old African tradition, but also he is very open for new things, and so he will not let Michael Obel change all his new methods, but he will let Michael Obi accept that there are old traditions in this village. The third main protagonist is the wife of Michael Obi. His name is Nancy. Yes, she has the same beliefs that Michael Obi have, and yeah, we do not know so many facts about her, but he will be the head of the society in this new village. He dreams that he is the first woman in the village and at the school compound, and this is her dream, her life. So this was my short presentation. I hope you have understand something, and yes, I think I will do this more than one time, and so you can hear me and my English sometimes more at the next weeks. Yes, this is the end, and I hope you you give me some useful comments, some help to improve my English, and yes, I see your comments and hear you later. Bye bye.